亲子关系从学龄至青少年时期。
And so just to introduce myself, I'm Alex's wife and I am a stay-at-home mom.
我先介绍一下我自己。我是 Alex 长老的太太，我是全职的家庭主妇。
And I have three children.
我有三个孩子。
12, 9, and 6.
12岁、9岁跟6岁。
And I've been at this church for about like 20 years or something.
我在这个教会已经20年了。
And my background, I was born in the States, so I was born in Monterey Park.
至于说我的背景，我是出生在加州的 Monterey Park.
So I haven't gone very far.
所以我没走得太远。
And my parents came to the States in the 70s.
我的父母是70年代来到美国的。
And so I know what it's like to have immigrant parents.
所以我知道有拥有两位移民的父母是怎么一回事。
Because my culture is American culture.
因为我自己的文化是美国的文化。
And their culture is Chinese culture.
他们的文化。
Cultural gap and a language gap.
我们也有文化上的、语言上的的不同。
So that may be some things that what your kids go through.
也许你的孩子现在所经历的就跟我当年所经历的一样。
So hopefully we can help you, and we have a very strong burden for the immigrant families.
所以我的盼望是我们能够帮助你们一点，而且我们对移民的家庭有很大的负担。
And Pastor Alex and I have been working with the teenagers for almost 20 years.
我的先生跟我在这个教会做青少年的事工已经将近20年了。
And so we've had many generations of kids come in and go to college and have jobs and begin families.
所以我们有一代又一代的青少年来到这个教会，然后他们上大学，然后他们大学毕业，然后成家立业。
And we even have Wesley, who was in our high school fellowship, and now his son is in our VBS.
所以在座的就有一位 Wesley, 他以前就是我们在这儿的青少年，现在他的孩子在参加我们的暑期圣经学校。
So, yeah, so we've worked with a lot of very troubled teenagers.
所以我跟我们在一起我们碰到很多有问题的青少年。
I've had teenagers call me in the middle of the night.
我曾经有过青少年在半夜的时候来找我。
I've had teenagers having like huge World War III fights with their parents.
我也有过青少年，他们跟他们的父母刚刚有过很激烈的争执。
We've had teenagers that run away from their families.
我们也有过青少年是离家出走的。
So we've experienced a lot.
所以我们的确在青少年的事故上有过很多的经验。
So we're not experts, but we've had a lot of experience.
我们不是专家，但是我们有很多经验。
So just to get a feel for tonight, how many parents here have like young kids, like preschool, first grade, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, any? Okay, younger kids with young.Parents with younger kids, okay.
所以我想了解一下在座的家长，有多少孩子，有多少家长是有幼儿的，像学龄的儿童，像一年级、二年级或更小。
Okay, how many parents maybe have like older elementary kids, like third through sixth grade?
有多少家长的孩子是三年级到六年级
？Okay, and then how about any parents that have teenagers?
有多少家长有青少年的
All right, good.
子女。
And then, do you guys have any troubles with your teenagers?
你教养你的孩子是不是遭遇到什么有困难呢？
So a lot of times, before we can, oh good, okay, we have this up. Perfect timing. All right, so before we can talk about teenagers, what I want to kind of talk about first is,What are the changes going through them?
所以当今天我先要谈一谈他们现在正经历怎么样的一个改变。
Okay. I don't know if you know, but teenagers or going into teenagers, they are experiencing unprecedented changes in their body, their emotions, and their brains.
我不知道你们知道不知道，青少年正在经历前所未有的转变，他们的身体、情感和大脑都在经历这个改变。
I've heard from so many people. My daughter. Oh, go ahead.
有很多人曾经这么跟我说
My daughter was so sweet, and then she became this moody monster.
我的女儿曾经是多么的很甜很可爱，可是现在她变得好像是个魔，是个很奇怪的，变得很奇怪。
And so.Parents are wondering what happened to them.
所以父母就纳闷到底怎么了。
But we don't understand that there's so much happening in their wrong side. So many things happening in what's in their bodies. You can't see from the outside.
我们从外表上看不出来，但是他们的身体和内部其实正在经历很大的转变。
So physically.They are going through a lot of like puberty, hormones, and even there's a part of their brain that is changing rapidly that is the emotional sensor of the brain.
所以比方他们经历过的转变，他们正处于青春期，荷尔蒙控制情感的大脑边缘区，这个是控制情绪的感情的。
But the part of their brain that controls judgment and reason develops later on.
但是在大脑中，控制，理智，推理或判断的部分，发展的比较慢。
A lot of times, that's why you hear about kids drinking and driving.
这就是为什么。你有的时候你会听到青少年他们酒驾，就是喝了酒之后或一边喝酒一边开车
doing drugs and alcohol
毒品或者喝酒酗酒
dating and premarital sex
约会跟异性约会或婚前有性行为等等
but it happens because they areWanting to feel that emotion and excitement, but not having the judgment and the reason behind it.
这些事情之所以发生，是他们的情感控制了他们，而他们没有在理智上，在判断上，他们比较缓慢，比较慢。
Sometimes we think about the teenagers and we think, are you not?Fully thinking things through, or do you not think of the consequences, right?
有的时候我们会对青少年说，你好像没有把这个问题考虑得很周全，你根本没有想到后果。
But that's why, because their brains are still developing.
这就是为什么，因为他们的大脑还在发展当中。
Emotionally, they have a lot of outbursts. They're moody, right?
在情感上，他们是常常喜怒无常。
And they have a lot of a heightened desire for excitement and adventure.
他们很喜欢具有刺激性的东西。
And lastly, even cognitively in their brains.They begin to have a higher level of thinking.
那么有的时候在他们的大脑中他们开始有比较高层次深层次的思考。
So they begin to think for themselves and they have their own ideas. They don't want to follow yours anymore.
所以他们就开始想到他们自己他们有他们自己的看法他们不愿意就完全的顺着你的意思去做。
But these will look different for each child.
但是这个每个孩子是不同的。
I remember some siblings in our youth group.
我记得在我们的青少年团体里头有些弟兄兄弟他们是兄弟。
A sister and a brother. The sister,
或者是姐弟,
yeah.
或者是兄妹。
So the sister in her teenagers, she was wild and she was getting into fights and she was so rebellious.
那个当姐姐的或当妹妹在青少年的时期，她有点疯狂，她常常跟人发生争执。
But the boy, in his teenage years.Didn't have that problem at all. He just stayed home, and he was not rebellious.
但是他的弟弟呢，他的哥哥呢，就没有这样的问题。他乖乖的待在家里。
So, it will be different for each child.
所以，每个孩子是不一样的。
But we want to use this information to understand that they are in an in-between stage of life.
但是我们要了解他们现在是处在一个两个生命中的两个时期当中。
They are no longer kids, but they're not yet adults.
他们不再是小孩，但是他们还没长成大人。
And they're in a very awkward stage of life, right?
所以他们现在是在生命中的一个尴尬期。
But how they develop during this time affects them later on in life.
但是他们在这段时期的发展会怎么样影响他们往后的生活呢？往后的生命中的阶段呢？
So as a parent, how can you help them?
所以作为父母，你应该怎么帮他们？
What I would say is be in tune with them.
首先我要建议当父母的要跟得上他们变化的步伐。
We want to observe them and listen to them.
要观察，要倾听。
A lot of times we just get mad at their behavior, right?
很多时候我们就对他们的行为或者表现发怒。
But instead, we can think about some of these questions. What's behind that behavior?
但是我们不应该这样子，我们应该想一想我列在这儿的一些问题。
Is there some,
在这些行为的背后有什么东西？
Is there something that they're going through that's causing them to behave this way?
他们现在是不是在正在面对什么问题，至于他们外在的行为的表现会是那个样子？
Why are they acting this way?
他们为什么会有这样的行为呢？出现呢？
Instead of just getting angry at them, let's observe and listen to them first.
我们不应该马上就对他们的行为发怒，我们应该观察，我们应该听他们怎么说，自己怎么说。
Let's be more like what James instructed. He said to be quick to listen.Slow to speak and slow to become angry.
就像圣经雅各书上告诉我们的，要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
But does it seem like as parents we are very slow to listen but quick to speak and become angry?
但是作为父母的，我们常常是快快的说，而是慢慢的听。快快的动怒。
Yeah, I know that I am still very guilty of that too.
我知道我自己就有的时候会犯这个毛病。
But that's something I'm working on.
但是我们可以努力的让自己变得更好。
So why don't we take a couple minutes to talk with our neighbors and discuss with each other what is one way that you can listen instead of speaking and being angry?
所以我想请各位跟邻座的来分享一下，有没有什么方法让我们能够学习快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
Thank you.
Anyone have any good ideas that you heard of? Any volunteers? Lily? Okay, Lily. Shh.
Yeah, 我觉得我们讲都不错的主意，就是一个就是你第一要把自己照顾好，因为你自己累的时候，你虽然知道应该怎么做，你就很容易跟小孩子发脾气，因为你自己就是晚睡啦，或者你打电动或者干什么，
电动，
你自己没有把自己照顾好，那你就会很容易对你孩子发脾气。那第二个就是你要好好的让他把话讲完，不要就是已经认定他一定是怎么样子，那你就一直打断他，然后开始骂他，你要让他慢慢的把他自己的那一把他的他的想法讲出来，对，那这样子，因为你一直打断他，以后长大了他就根本不要跟你讲话了。
Right, yeah, so not cutting off your child, right, that's important. Yeah, I agree. Anyone else, any other good ideas that, you know, people came up with?
还有没有别的好主意？
Yes.
我自己有一个五年级的女儿，然后我还有一个已经上大学，快要大学毕业的女儿。我发现这个世界上面教小孩子的方式跟我们基督徒教小孩的方式其实是非常不一样的。我觉得主要家长跟孩子的问题是出在价值观。我们大家家长的价值跟小孩子在不同的年纪成长要的东西完全都不一样。自己回想我自己小时候，当我离开爸爸妈妈的价值，我自己要去寻找一个我自己的价值观，我自己想要追求的东西。那最主要我觉得我跟我女儿两个女儿的关系现在都非常非常的好。 even 到大学的时候，她还常常从 San Diego 有时间她就开车回来，她能够尽量帮助家里什么事情就帮助家里的事情，并不是因为我是一个好妈妈。我觉得主要的一个关系就是因为神在他们心里面那个价值是我们全家都是同样一个价值，就是我们要做到神在我们心里面，我们做的每一件事情都合乎神的心意，都当我们全家人都走在同样的一个价值观的时候，就没有什么代沟了。我觉得这个是我们世界没有办法教给一般的家庭，只有基督徒，只有神可以，圣灵可以把我们所有的人的间隔，不管你是什么年纪，还可以合在。
Okay, thank you. So yeah, just having the same value system, right? Having the same value system between parents and children. Yeah, thank you. That's great. Okay, so the next session, I'm glad you guys had a good chance to talk, is open communication is essential.
第二部分的主题是开放坦诚的沟通是必要的。
And notice I said the word open communication.
请你们特别注意，我指的是开放、坦诚的沟通。
Not just communication, because in most families, communication is just a one-way street, right?
因为不只是所谓的沟通而已，因为在一般的家庭当中，所谓的沟通常常是单向的沟通。
Like when I was a teenager, my parents would lecture me.
在我还是十几岁的时候，我的父母会对我说教。
And I love my parents.
我当然很爱他们。
But back then, they would just talk, 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 talk.
但是现在我回想，那个时候他们只是在对我说说说。
And I was a good girl. I wouldn't.Like talk back, but I would just stare at their head.
我是个乖女孩，虽然我想还嘴，但是我没有这么做，我就是瞪着他们看。
Until their head started to become really small and really big, and I don't know a single thing that they said.
然后慢慢的我就听不见他们在对我说些什么。
And so that didn't work.
那不管用。
But what I'm talking about is open communication.
所以那样的沟通是不管用的。我现在讲的是开放坦诚的沟通，是双向的沟通。
And this is so important.
这个非常重要。
Because you need to have this foundation so that when things get actually difficult in high school, they will still talk to you.
因为你需要在他们还小的时候就打好基础。那么等他们到了高中，他们面临更大的困难的事情的时候，他们才会跟你沟通。
And kids need to feel comfortable knowing they can come to you without judgment, without being mocked, without you giving them a condescending attitude, without sarcasm, or without having them get in trouble.
你需要让你的孩子知道，他们可以随时来找你，而不会被指责、被讥笑，不会面对一种降尊淑贵的态度，或者是会反而给自己惹麻烦。
Because if they feel they can't come to you, they will go to someone else.
因为如果他们觉得他们不能这样来找你的话，那么他们会去别的地方寻找支持和安慰。
And then you have lost that communication with them.
那么你跟他们就再也不能沟通了。
So even if your children are coming to you to question you or to push your boundaries, they're trying to figure you out.
所以即便你的孩子来到你的面前质问你，或者是想要做一些你禁止他们做的事，其实他们只是想要弄清楚到底是怎么一回事而已。
Even if they're saying things like, why can't I go to so-and-so's house for sleepover? Why can't I use the iPad? Take the time to communicate with them the real reason why.
即便他们问你为什么我不能到某某人的家里去，为什么我不能用我的手机，那么你需要花时间跟他们解释理由。
Okay, so I will go through this really quick, 5 levels of communication.
我现在要很快的来过一下这5个沟通的层次。
And this is from a book I read called Parenting is Heart Work.
这我是从我念我的一本书叫教养儿女是个很困难的工作这本书上摘录下来的。
Not hard work, but heart 心理的。
是心的工作。
Yeah, because parenting, it is hard work, but it's really heart work to get to the heart of your child.
因为教养儿女当然是一件不容易的事情，但是更重要的，它是跟心有关系。
So,the first level is like very superficial greetings, like, hi, how are you, right?
第一个层次是非常最肤浅的层次，就是打招呼。
And you might think it's basic, but sometimes parents forget that.
也许你认为这个很简单，但是事实上很多父母有的时候就忘了要跟孩子打招呼。
Many parents miss one of the easiest ways to begin connecting with your child.
很多父母因此而失去了一个很容易跟孩子发生关联的方式。
A deeper way is by getting to have facts with each other.
那么第二个比较高的层次就是从对方得到事实。
Things asking them, like, what was the highlight of your day?
比方说你问他们今天一天所发生的最值得一提的事是什么。
Tell me something that made you laugh today.
你能不能告诉我今天什么事让你开心的大笑。
Or how did you help someone today?
你今天怎么帮助了别人。
So I think Alex was sharing with you at dinner, we share mad, sad, and glad.
我想我的先生昨天晚上跟你们提到这点，我们在晚餐桌上常常分享今天有什么事让你生气，让你难受，难过，让你高兴。
And this helps us to see our kids there are peaks in the day and there are valleys. What was the highest and what was the lowest of their day, right?
这个可以帮助我们明白了解我们的孩子今天他们的生的高潮在哪，他们的低谷又在哪。
We get to see what really affected them today.
我们可以发现今天什么影响了他们。
And parents wish that kids would share more with them, but kids are sometimes hesitant. Why?
当然做父母的希望，常常会希望他们的孩子跟他们说的多一点，但是孩子似乎有的时候会有点犹豫，为什么呢？
Because parents are often critical or use this opportunity to lecture the kid. You should have done this. Why didn't you do that?
因为父母常常用这个机会会批评他们的孩子，会教训他们的孩子。你怎么会这么做？你怎么会那么做？
We want to give our kids solutions, but sometimes we just need to listen.
我们当然很希望能够帮我们的孩子找到一个解决问题的办法，但是有的时候我们需要先好好的听他们说话。
But because when we do that, what is the message the kid gets from us?
那如果我们这么做的话，孩子就从我们这儿得到一个信息。
My parents not interested in getting to know me, they just want me to not make mistakes.
所以如果我们常常就用批评说教的态度，那么我们的孩子可能会误以为我的父母根本不在乎我怎么想的，他们只是要让我做什么事。
Yeah. And the next level would be their opinions and their judgments.
那么第三个层次更高的一层是意见或者是评断。
And this may become more risky because you might start to disagree with them.
那么到了这个层次的时候可能有一点危险存在，因为可能在这个时候你就开始跟他们有意见不一样。
So recently I was talking with my oldest, my now seventh grader daughter.
最近我跟我的女儿她在七年级有过一次谈话。
And so I was asking her how she felt about something that has recently really affected our family.
我问她对于最近影响我们家庭的一件事有什么看法。
And I was asking for her opinion and for her judgment.
我的问题，我是要求她给我她觉得怎么样，她的意见是怎么样，她自己对这件事情的判断或评论是怎么样。
And I could have easily told her, well, you should think this way, you should do this way, you should have this perspective.
当然我很容易就可以跟她说，不对，你应该这么想，应该从这个角度来看，等等。
But instead, I just listened to her opinion and her judgment.
但是我没有这么做，我只是聆听她怎么她在发表她的意见是什么。
And I realized how much observation skills she has and how much she is intuitive.
那么从这个谈话当中我意识到我的女儿的观察力很敏锐而且
How observe, yeah, and just, what was that?
What else?
How intuitive she is.
而且她似乎对事情有直觉的判断力。
And so I learned a lot about her that day through our conversation.
所以通过这个谈话，我对我的女儿有更深的了解了。
And I complimented her. I said, Bethany, you are so observant, and I see that you're growing up.
我就称赞她，我说 Bethany, 你的观察力真的很敏锐，你已经
Yeah. So sometimes I know it's hard for parents not to just like give a strong opinion that shuts down the child.
我知道要父母不给孩子很 自己的强烈的意见，把孩子打断孩子的话，不容易做到。
And I think there is a time and place for that.
我想
there are times that allow for that.
我想有的时候我们是可以这么做的。
But sometimes just listen and get to know your children for what they're thinking.
有的时候我们当然可以发表我们自己的意见跟看法，但是有的时候我们的确需要学习倾听。
And another deeper level is their emotions.
那么更深一层的，就是他们的情感。
Some kids don't want to share their emotions, and some kids share too much of their emotions, right?
有的孩子不太习惯跟别人诉说自己的感觉感情，有的孩子是说的太多了。
And sometimes you have to draw their emotions out.
有的时候你要把他们的感情或情感给引出来。
How do you feel about XYZ?
比方说你可以问他对于这个那个你有什么感觉。
Does that bother you?
你会不会觉得很烦？
We had, I think Alex shared, we had a 17-year-old live with us for a while.
我想我先生也跟你们谈到了我们有一个17岁的青少年跟我们住在一块儿。
And there was one time when Alex was giving him a long talk about video gaming or phones and stuff, right?
有一次我先生跟他有一次长谈谈这个拿电玩或者是用手机这一类的事。
And the whole time, the teenager was very quiet.
在这整个过程当中，那个年轻人很安静。
Until I asked him, "How do you feel about these rules that were, or how do you feel about this?"
直到当我问他，你对我们设下的这些规定。
And then everything began to come out. How he felt began to come out.
那么那个时候，他把他心里所想的都吐露出来了。
And then we were able to. He really shared his heart.
他真的是在把他心底话跟我们说了。
And we're able to understand him so much better than in the beginning.
那么那个时候我们对他有比开始的时候有更多更深的了解。
We could understand his struggles and what he's going through.
直到那个时候我们才了解到他的挣扎，他所经历的，正在经历什么。
That we would never have known had we not asked those six very simple words. How do you feel about that?
但是如果我们没有问他这个问题，对于我们刚才对你所说的，你有什么样的感觉？如果我们没有问他这个问题，我们不可能明白他的心情。
And that was the mistake my parents had with me.
但是这正是许多父母很容易犯的一个错误。
My parents never asked me, "How do you feel about that?"
像我自己的父母就从来没有问过我，对于某某事情你感觉如何
？So they never knew how I felt about it, right?
所以他们也就没有法子知道我到底有些什么感觉。
The deepest level of communication is spiritual closeness.
那么在沟通的五个层次里头，最高也最深的一层的就是心灵上的亲密。
And this can only be for believing parents and believing children.
但是这样一个层次只能在已经信主的父母跟已经信主的儿女中间有。
And so you'll have to come back tomorrow to listen to Pastor James talk about the believing family.
所以你应该明天还回来听James 长老讲这方面的问题。
But use this time, if you are a believing parent, to share with your children what God is teaching you, what struggles you're going through.
但是如果你已经信主了，而且你的孩子已经信主，那么你可以问他，你现在心灵上有些什么挣扎呢？
And if this is too hard for you, at least ask them, how can I pray for you?
如果这个问题对你来说很难出口，那么你不妨就问他们，我能够怎么样为你祷告？
And you can ask them to pray for you too.
你也能够要求请他们为你自己祷告。
Because it's really hard to put up the image of perfect parents forever.
因为要在孩子心目中成为自己是一个完美的父母实在很难。
And you can discuss what you learn in church in your devotional times.
所以你就可以跟你的孩子分享你在教会里头学习到了什么，你在灵修中得着了什么。
Okay, the next section is we're going to skip that. The next section is that parenting should change as kids become teenagers.
那么下面一个部分我要谈的是，当孩子长成青少年时，教养子女的方式也应该有所改变。
You can't treat your six-year-old the same way you treat your 12-year-old.
你不能用你对待六岁孩子的态度来对待你的十六岁的孩子。
You need more discussion as they become teenagers about issues and concerns.
当他们成为青少年的时候，对于很多问题，你需要以更多讨论的方式来实行。
Discipline is not spanking them anymore, but it's more explaining why rather than just requiring compliance.
当然，管教固然意味着要求儿女顺从，但同时也包含更多的解释理由为什么要他们这么做。
If not, you will have increased friction and frustration in your household.
如果你不这么做的话，那么你跟你的青少年子女之间的摩擦会越来越多。
Because see it as you are trying to get them ready to let them go as an adult at 18 years old.
你不妨从这个角度来看，你在为自己准备，当他们满了十八岁以后就放手。
And you need to prepare them to have an adult relationship with you.
那么同时，你也要需要帮助他们为如何处理成人世界里的人际关系做好准备。
So what I always say is that privileges come with trust and responsibility.
所以就像我常常说的，所谓的特权跟信任及责任是不可分的议题。
So your privilege might be like phone time or playing on an iPad or going out to a friend's house, right?
你的特权可能是玩手机或者是去你的朋友的家等等。
But like Alex was talking about yesterday, you wouldn't just give a unrestricted phone to a 10-year-old, right?
但是就像我先生昨天晚上跟大家说的，你不可能给一个十岁的孩子让他无限制的用手机，对不对？
It would be like giving a 8-year-old a blank check.
那就好像是给一个八岁的孩子一个空白的支票，让他随意在上头写下数目。
What is she going to buy if she has a blank check?
如果 Candy? 如果给她一个空白的
A pony?
她会买些什么
Yes, a pony, candy, slime, I don't know, right?
可能是糖果可能是
They don't know how to use that privilege
因为在那个年纪的孩子，他们还不知道如何正确的使用特权。
But that privilege should come with trust and responsibility.
特权跟信任、责任是分不开的。
So why don't you guys take a couple minutes to discuss what are some responsibilities or ways that your child can prove to you that they can get some more privilege?
所以你请你们花一点时间来讨论一下，你要孩子如何的用什么样的责任，或如何的让你信任他，以至于给他一些特权。
All right, go ahead and discuss with your neighbors.
好，所以请你能跟邻座的交谈。
my relationship with my 12-year-old daughter is very different from my relationship with my 6-year-old son.
我跟我十二岁女儿的关系，跟我跟我六岁孩子的关系非常不同。
They shouldn't be the same.
当然，他们原来就应该是不同的。
With my 6-year-old, I'm still teaching him how to obey and what to do. I'm requiring compliance there.
对于我的六岁的孩子，我还是在教让他知道他得做什么，不能做什么。我要求他遵行我的命令。
But with my 12-year-old, I will often ask her, what do you think about when this happened?
但是对于我的十二岁的女儿，我常常做的是问她，这样的事情发生的时候，你怎么想？
And I want to get her thoughts about what she thinks about a certain topic.
因为我想要明白她对某些事情有什么自己的看法。
With my 6-year-old, I'm first instilling the values and beliefs and telling them what they should do, getting that foundation laid.
我对于我六岁的小孩，我在打好在价值观、信仰各方面的根基。
But with my 12,
我还在打基础的阶段。
But with my 12-year-old, that time is already over. I am moving on to really shaping her and having conversations with her.
但是对于我的十二岁的女儿，那个阶段早已经过去了。我现在所做的是塑造她，让她能够知道怎么样，有什么样的自己的想法跟判断。
Sometimes she'll ask me if she can do something, and I'll say no, and she'll ask why.
有的时候她问我她可不可以做什么，我的回答是否定的，不可以。然后她就会问为什么。
Well, that's a good time for me to ask myself, why am I saying no?
那么这对我而言也是一个很好的机会，让我可以问自己为什么不让她做什么。
Because we can say no to our kids, obviously.
因为我们很明显的，我们不能就对孩子说你不可以。
But we have to have a good logical reason.
我们还需要给他们的好的理由，为什么不可以？
It doesn't just work when I say just because I said.
我不能就跟他说。我这么说你就得这么做。
That doesn't work anymore with teenagers.
对于一个青少年而言，那一招已经不管用了。
So we have to have a good reason.
所以我们自己先要想好有什么理由让孩子不做什么。
And we need to get to really know them.
我们还需要真正的认识我们的孩子。
Many times kids think parents just want them to do things.
孩子常常会认为父母只是要他们做什么事情。
My parents just want me to get good grades and practice piano and do my extracurricular activities.
我的父母只要我只要我有好成绩只要我练弹钢琴只要我有些课外活动。
But they don't really want to get to know me.
但是他们对我是怎么样的一个人不感兴趣。
Because parents are too distracted and tired and too busy, they're too immature, they're too selfish, whatever it is, to really get to know the heart of a teenager.
因为父母往往太忙了。分心的事情太多了，太不成熟了，太自私了，以至于不懂青少年儿女的心。
If that's true, that's sad, right?
如果这是真的话，那么的确，是让人很难过。
We're too wrapped up in our own self.
我们太忙于自己的事了。
To really get to know the heart of our child.
以至于我们 不了解我们自己的孩子的心。
But if we can understand them better, know what's going on in their bodies.
但是如果我们多了解他们一点，多认识他们一点，多知道他们身体里正在发生什么样的变化的话。
If we take time to have open communication with them.
如果我们愿意花时间跟他们有一些真正的开放的沟通的话。
If we can teach them in God's word.
如果我们能够教导他们神的话的话。
Then we can have a very beautiful picture of a family.
那么我们的家庭就可能展现一幅非常美丽的图画。
In Isaiah, you can have all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children.
以赛亚书，你的儿女都要受耶和华的教训，你的儿女必大享平安。
That from Psalms, let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands as parents upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
诗篇，愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工，愿你坚立。
And from 3 John 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
约翰三书第四节，我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个更大。
When our family is united in Christ and we have open communication with them, we can have a beautiful picture of a family.
当我们的家庭每一位成员都是信主的，我们在主里连结，而且我们之间有很开放坦诚的沟通的话，那么我们的家庭是个很幸福快乐的家庭。
So, that's my sharing. Can we close in a word of prayer?
这就是我跟大家的分享。我们现在在结束之前做一个祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for all of these parents that are here tonight.
亲爱的天父，我们为所有在座的父母献上感谢。
May it be your words that stay in their hearts with them.
愿你的话语能够进入他们的心。
May your spirit be within their family so that they can have open communication and really get to know the heart of their children.
愿你的灵与他们的家庭同在，以至于他们之间有很坦诚开放的沟通，父母能够真正的认识他们的孩子。
May you bless each of their families.
愿你祝福每一个家庭。
That they would come to know how sweet and how good you are.
他们会认识到你是多么甜美，多么可信的，值得我们信的一位神。
In your name we pray.
我们将祷告是奉神的名。
Amen. Do we have any questions?
有没有问题？
Yes, Frank.
Hey, so you said between about. I'll ask you in English.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so your kid, right? Six and 12.
Six, nine, and 12.
So 9 is laying foundations, and 12 is logic and reasoning.
Yeah.
But when did you find out your foundation was laying was done? I don't think it's an age, right?
No, it's not an age. And I would say every kid is different.
Right.
You know, like my 12-year-old, she's kind of a more early mature kid. Uh-huh. So we moved into that earlier.
How do you notice that?
All right, good enough answer for me. You just gotta be in tune with your child.
Trying.
Yes, Michael.
你刚刚说，就是如果他问你为什么的时候，我们要给他们有理由的解释，比如说就是 no， 就是 no， 对不对？
Right.
然后如果你给他的理由，他不接受，或者他不同意。嗯哼。那个时候怎么样？怎样？然后不是，据说我给一个举一个例子好了，好像我儿子哈，他十几岁开始，他 他希望他上学的时候，他去踩那个脚踏车，然后就问
骑脚踏车
去上学，然后他问我们，然后妈妈当然说是 no， 然后他说 why， 然后我们跟他说，因为很危险，你在街上这样走的话，对不对？他不同意，到时候有什么危险？我又不是在走在马路当中，我是走在路旁，他说有什么一点都不危险。然后他就说，他同学很多同学都是这样做，为什么我不能这样做？那这个理由是这样的话，那你怎么样去跟他去沟通？怎么能够convince他说这个是危险？因为你看到危险，他不觉得危险。
Right. That's a long answer. I think it takes time and to understand each other, and maybe there has to be compromises. Right? It can't always be like.Or, you can watch him go one time, right? Like, I walked to school when I was a kid, right? And, you know, I survived. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like, well, I had older grown-up kids, but I'd like to share something, learning from my bad experience. Basically, teaching about problem solving.The kids can learn when they're little, recognize there's a problem, and ask them what would they do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like about riding bicycles. Sometimes as parents are worried.
Yes.
But also I found out the consequences.
Yes.
If you do this, what would happen? You know, that's the consequences. You sure you want to do it? Try it out. They really thought that.They
yeah.
have a consequence.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. There's another book, Parenting with Love and Logic, letting kids, you know, go with, like, learn from their consequences, right? Yeah. You might have to just get hit by a car once and then you'll learn.
Yeah, that takes parents with guts, right? Like, all right, yeah. So be it. Missing a leg. Hey, this is my girl missing a leg.
You wanted to
ride
a bike.
Yeah.
Actually, I will tell another thing I found out my kids like, my second one,I learned a lot of mistakes from the first one. Second one is better. I like to tell the story.
It's always
those
better,
guinea pigs.
Well, tell the story. I found out story is good. If someone so and so got hit because of this and that,
right.
They will learn from other people.
Right? Yeah, maybe, huh?
Just YouTube bike accidents.
That may work.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. Anyone else? Any other questions?
Yeah. 像刚才 Michael 说的那个，我觉得有时候确实我们要想一想，为什么我们会跟孩子 say no？ 他什么东西都有危险，
right.
对不对
？Sometimes it's our own fear.
Yeah. 那有的时候呢，我觉得你就要跟孩子讲，你如果要骑脚踏车，你就要怎么讲？你要起得更早。对，因为比我爸爸妈妈开车带你去，你骑脚踏车花的时间更多，所以你会更早，那个你需要更早起来等等之类，让他自己去想。而且我觉得就是 suppose 要求他，那你要带你的什么 helmet 什么东西的，
right.
这样，就是你要骑。
Yeah, and it might be a good thing that he becomes more independent.As a result of biking to school, right? He knows that he's got to get up on time. He's got to go and, you know, tie up his bike or whatever. It could be a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. If no other questions, thank you very much.
Thank you.
现在我也是我们上帝的时间，现在也是我们上帝的时间啊。